I was. My heart sank. You know, I genuinely wanted to win the job, like the other candidates. And yeah, it's a really bitter pill to swallow when you're seeing the finger pointed in your face and sent packing. So yeah, I was genuinely emotional.
I'm pretty sure everyone will agree that you're the shock sacking. Were you shocked?
Yeah, do you know what? I really felt throughout the process I delivered. And look, I'm not faultless. It's the apprentice. I was there to learn. I was 24 and, you know, was eager to sort of develop and grow myself. So it was really disappointing, especially as I'd broken a record as well. So no one can take that away from me. But yeah, I think perhaps, in my opinion, he made the wrong decision.
When you were sat there and Stuart was making his plea, he was on about fields of ponies.
Yes.
What was going through your head?
It was a surreal experience. It was kind of, I mean, you saw Stella laughing, and I was sinking in my chair. I was thinking, where do I go from here? Like, you know, I was trying to remain credible and true to myself, you know, describing why I thought it'd be a good, like, so a good candidate and what I'd done throughout. But I just didn't think I could go out there and start telling fairy tales and how many billions I'm going to make him and let's set our own company up. I mean, to be fair to Stuart, he nailed that strategy. I mean, it was, and I think me and Stella were sort of split between two camps. Is this working or is he getting himself fired here? But you could see Sugar's eyes. He was sort of like filled with affection and sort of thinking maybe he is the next me. And so, you know, I could just see where it was going and perhaps why I was sinking in my chair.
So you could see that all this was going in.
Yeah, at first, like, I was thinking, this is crazy. What's going on? And then this is why it was so surreal. I could just see Lord Sugar sort of warming to the ideas that Stuart was planting. And yeah, it was really weird. Really, not like any boardroom that I'd been in beforehand. So very strange.
Let's talk about the actual task,
Yeah.
because was it just down to that pitch in the travel agent?
I think what happened was, I don't think Stuart had given enough time to thinking about pricing strategy, and perhaps wasn't flexible enough in the pitch. You know, when the look was given £35, oh my God, there was no sort of consideration of we'll lower it to whatever you think is right. So I think that was a big flaw. But I think, you know, that was something that we had to deal with. I think there were so many different things. Like, I think the pressure really got to Stuart, and that's why there was a few disagreements in Trafalgar Square and whatnot, and also with the manager of the tourist centre. And none of that really got brought up, which is quite unprofessional and something I thought that Lord Sugar would really disapprove of. And, you know, I got some big sales. It was a really tough sale, especially as the Cockney tour wasn't that great a tour anyway. And from the beginning, I wasn't that convinced about. But the hardest part was getting, you know, people on our bus. And, you know, I proved, the figures prove it, I did that better than both Stella and Stuart. You know, Stella was also selling on the first day and didn't bring any sales in. So I think, you know, that should have really played a bigger part in the boardroom than it did.
You sold nearly double what Stuart sold.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And, you know, he was project manager. And, you know, I think the fact that he didn't identify enough time to think about pricing and was quite set in his ways about it meant that we lost the pitch.
Where were you when Stuart and Chris were having that bust up in Trafalgar Square?
I was around and, you know, there'd been numerous like disagreements throughout the day, and I tried to sort of say to Stuart, leave it. But I think the pressure and the fact that everybody wanted to make it to interview stage, I just got on selling. At the end of it, I had no energy to be doing that. All my energy was focused on filling our bus, which, my word, was a tough feat. So, yeah, I was just getting on with the job.
So that wasn't an isolated case.
No, I mean, I think you saw he was chasing Joanna down the street trying to poach the clients. There was the battle in front of everybody. I think that was in Trafalgar Square. And then the disagreement with the tourist centre, the manager there, which was, yeah, totally unprofessional, unfortunately.
Lord Sugar said to you that you're a great salesperson, but he wants more than that.
Yeah.
Do you think there was anything you could have done?
No, look, I wasn't just selling throughout, you know, I was good with the figures. Product selection, you know, the fashion, you know, identifying trends and the best place to sort of sit yourself in the market creatively, advertising, marketing, you know, I was all involved in. And yeah, I thought that was a bit unfair. And like, you know, all the tasks were sales focused. So to be really good at that, how could that be something that could be portrayed as a negative in some respects? I excelled at that because that was what was needed to win the tasks. So I didn't really understand that. And I thought it was a little bit unfair because throughout I had contributed in many ways other than just selling.
Last week, Lord Sugar, he was worried about Stella and that she was just a one-trick pony, not a field of ponies. Did she somehow, by managing to get people lost in East London, prove that she's more than that?
That was a bit of a strange one, actually. It was quite tough, actually, being on the bus. But I don't know how that relates to his business, by being on the tour bus and singing Knees Up, Mother Brown. It was a bit of a strange one. That seemed to sail her through to the next round, which it wasn't that won the task. So I didn't understand where his focus was. I mean, she has had a good journey, Stella. I can't take that away from her. And perhaps that's what sort of also contributed to her not really being on the receiving end of much negative feedback in the boardroom. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what Lord Sugar's looking for. None of us did. And I can't tell you how he made his decisions. It was kind of a bit of a mystery, especially in that boardroom.
When you watch it back and you see them going back to the house after you've been fired, and the look on especially Joe's face when they realise it's you that isn't coming back, how did you feel watching that?
Yeah, do you know what? That's a real confidence booster, because I came out of the process confident in what I achieved, really feeling like I'd learned a lot. You know, it's an accelerated business boot camp. I'd recommend it to anyone. But to see your colleagues and your competitors, essentially, to hold you in high value and to be surprised that you're not going through, that's kind of the nicest reward. It really meant a lot. And yeah, I'm delighted that that was their reaction, you know. It kind of reaffirmed what I thought I'd achieved through the process.
So what have you been up to since? You're all over the papers now as well.
Oh, I wouldn't say all over. I was a rabbit caught in the headlights. You know, I went out with some friends and family to a charity event, and the photographers were waiting for all the headline acts, and I pop out unexpected. You can tell by my facial expressions, not the most flattering pictures. And scurried off to my taxi. I did not play it cool at all, so I've got a lot to learn on that one. Yeah, that's something I definitely need to take on board. But yeah, I'm just excited now for what the future holds. You know, it has been a long time to wait to be able to tell people and sort of be proud about what I've achieved. It's been a secret that I haven't been able to tell anyone. So now, you know, I look forward to hopefully new opportunities and people giving me the chance to add value to their companies. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited for the future.
Right. I need your prediction. Who's going to win?
Oh, do you know what? After my final boardroom, it's really tough to know who's going to win. I don't know what Lord Sugar's looking for. You know, it's a real mixed bag in the final five. Everybody has different qualities. I think, you know, Joanna has got some raw business instincts that, you know, may hold her in good stead. Chris Bates seems to handle himself well in the boardroom and has had a really good journey. Jamie did well last week. Stella's had, you know, a good journey throughout, really. And Stuart, I don't know, he's got a soft spot for Stuart, so who knows, he may be in the final. But yeah, it's a really tough one. I have no idea. I'm looking forward to finding out.